Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 157. Today's topic is this. Who or whom should be the spokesperson at this time? Who should be putting out content? Whose name? All of that stuff. So I've been getting a lot of questions from business owners of basically saying something along the lines of, I'm nervous to be on camera. I don't think I'm good on camera. I'm usually behind the scenes. Do I need to be front and center? What do I need to be saying? So just a lot of that stuff. So I wanted to give you some feedback as to what we're seeing. But with everything, I'll give you logic behind it and some case study stuff of other businesses that are doing it at this very moment in time. So the first answer to the question is my recommendation at this very moment in time is for the owner of the company, regardless of anything, it is the main person that is putting out content at least weekly. Whether that's a letter from the CEO, a letter from the owner, I mean, a letter from yourself, however you want to phrase it. I'm using the word letter or that as a communication, but it can be an email, a physical letter, a video, it can be a link to an audio, it can be a voicemail that goes out once a week. There's a lot of different ways to communicate. But I will tell you that when a crisis hits of this magnitude, someone from the top normally should be the main spokesperson. And what I've been seeing from a communication standpoint is a lot of owners of companies that I didn't even know they were the owner of a particular company. And I've been seeing them kind of coming out of the woodworks and delivering messages of hope. They've been delivering messages of kind of their plans. Here's where things are at. Here's what we're seeing. Here's how we're going to continue to help you, our customers, for example. It's always best when a crisis hits, again, that the person that's at the top of the ladder is communicating. Now, the only time that I would pivot that suggestion is if there was a and statement in there. So I definitely want whomever is in charge, and most likely that's probably you listening. It's probably your business because this is largely listened to by owners of small businesses, local businesses. However, the and piece can take a couple of different directions. So the first direction is if there is someone else that has been communicating on a regular basis that is respected and known on social media, for example, that particular person should also be communicating. But that person should never be overshadowing whatever the owner and or CEO or president or founder or whatever their fancy title may be. But you want to make sure that that person at the top is communicating, and then there's also a familiar face, if there is one, that's also communicating. And we've been finding that there's a lot of goodwill that's been created in the past that kind of was saved up and is now being cashed out, so to speak. And we're definitely finding, again, is that more and more people are coming online and going on Facebook and social media and things like that, that the more you're communicating, the more responses you're getting and interaction and all of that good stuff. The other piece to that is a second and. So owner would be the first, ideally communicating once a week. Second one would be if there's someone on social or someone that's putting out a lot of YouTube videos, for example, that particular person or people could also be doing content, but again, they want to make sure they're not overshadowing. My recommendation would be to have them post on a different day than what the CEO's message comes out, just so there is no confusion. And then the final set of people is if you have a service business, I want those people ideally to shoot a short video with their iPhone, email the video for you, over to you, and then have you start to get that out on your website, get it out on social media. I mean, get that stuff out pretty much all over the place. If you've got a childcare center, get all the teachers on there. If you've got a bank or a credit union, all the friendly tellers, do a short little video. Hey, we miss you. We can't wait to see you. And then depending on the situation you're in, they can, hey, don't forget, we're open. It's just the drive-through, but I'd love to wave at you as you pass by the window. So if you have a service business, whether you're virtual or not, I want you to have those frontline people. You're doing landscaping, have the people that are actually out there each and every day do a fun little video. The more raw the video, the better. If it's at their house, even better. Everyone is at their house. No one is caring that there's babies crying in the background or their house doesn't look like it's flawless or the lighting is not optimal or you don't have enough makeup on. No one is really paying attention to that stuff right now. Used to be like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that he or she doesn't have makeup on, for example. I'm seeing celebrities and singers and people like that that are just doing impromptu concerts in their living room and they don't care about the lighting or what they look like when they normally always would. It's almost like the great equalizer. But those videos, I promise you, are also going to be very well received. Almost more well received than the CEOs. But the reason that I need the CEO, and I'm using the word CEO, but again, it's whatever your title is. The reason I want you putting something like that out on a regular basis is more of a policy and procedure, and it's just more of something to just kind of keep things accountable. So yours might be just a little bit more of a leadership type of video, whereas the frontline videos are meant to be more fun, more upbeat, more we miss you. Those are the kind of videos that we're looking for. So I'll give you a simple example, and then I'll let you go for today. So my children's school, like I believe every school in the U.S., is closed. And the principal has been putting out content. So in a school, it's either the principal, and then if you want to go a little bit higher, it's the superintendent of schools for the district. So those are kind of the two owners. And I know this isn't a local business example, but I think it's a fun one. So the superintendent, as well as the principal, has been putting out regular communications. So that content is coming out from the top. And while that content is fine and it's informative, candidly speaking, the kids really don't care. They're more interested in their teacher. So yesterday afternoon, the teachers, there were quite, I didn't realize there were that many teachers in the school. 100 maybe? 50, 100, I don't even, there was a lot of cars. So they did a car parade, their cars were decorated, they were waving out the window, they even had a police escort. The kids absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. It's that front line, the people that you know, like, and trust to just kind of give you that reassurance that everything is going to be okay. And my listeners, I really do believe that we will again come out on top. Have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever.
Ever.
We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.